Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Asia Pacific shares are in the green this morning. Sydney and Tokyo are leading the way. The ASX 200 and Nikkei are both up nearly 1%. Seoul isn't far behind, despite the conviction of Samsung heir Jay Lee on bribery charges. Keep that in mind because it's a clue for today's game of up or down coming up shortly. First, though, let's welcome back to the program Pan Jingyi, market strategist with IG, sitting in all week for Ryan Huang. How's Tuesday looking?
Tuesday is looking flat for the market a little bit, but I'm good. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Let's start the conversation this morning here in Singapore, where the latest figures are pointing towards a rebound in trade that may be set to continue into this year. Non-oil domestic exports jumped 6.8% in December as compared with a year earlier. And while that is a healthy increase, even better, that number breaks a two-month losing streak. So, Jingyi, what is fueling the trend?
Yeah, well, so Michelle, if you look the headline number 6.8% coming above the consensus, certainly a great number over there. And to a large extent, what had been attributed to the rise had been that of the non-electronics. But if we dive a little bit deeper into the number, in fact, both electronics that itself had been up 13.7% year on year, a stronger growth compared to the 4% in November. And likewise with the non-electronics as well, that of course reversing a decline in November of 5.3% to gain 5%. Year on year in December itself, quite a bit of a attribution to the specialized machinery and whatnot. So I think, you know, that just really it's a bit of a reaffirmation that despite what's happening around the world with the COVID-19 resurgence, we do see these numbers still well coming through resilient.
All right. I want to focus on the electronics sector. So electronic exports in December were the highest since August. We should caution, though, these latest numbers are preliminary. They could be revised. So, Jingyi, if we look at the big picture, Singapore's economy has been in recession. It contracted 5.8% last year. Are these latest export figures a sign that Singapore's economy is growing again? What are your expectations for the year ahead?
Yeah, well, so Michelle, I think it's definitely what we see in the manufacturing sector. I think that itself came through as quite a bit of a positive sign, and this is expected to resume being the case, I should say, you know, really continue being the case into 2021. But, you know, really, I think it's really going to take as well the services sector to really play the kind of catch up as well with the kind of low base that we have seen in 2020, a pandemic year. Evidently, you know, our expectation is for Singapore GDP to not fare too badly, around 5%. The market consensus right now sits at 5.5% according to Bloomberg, and that rests slightly to the upper end of the 4-6% that the government had actually anticipated.
So what should investors take out of this discussion, and how might the latest export figures and expectations about GDP for the year ahead impact their Singapore investment strategies?
Yeah, interesting, Michelle. We talked about this yesterday as well. I think we've seen in the US small caps really gaining quite a bit of the pace in terms of their gains compared to the broad index. Now, I would say that, you know, that has been a lot of this theme trading going on. Likewise, if we look at the Singapore market in the region, ASEAN as well, I think more of this should actually come. In fact, I think, you know, what we have seen with the Singapore regional ASEAN markets is a bit of a laggard compared to some of the better performers. So they are the ones going to play catch up as well with this recovery.
We're going to check on the latest Singapore market numbers in just a couple of minutes, but I want to zoom out for a moment. Globally, most major economies are still shrinking. As we discussed on this program yesterday, though, China is not. So the latest stats are out now, and we can see that the Chinese economy grew 2.3% in 2020. Pretty good, certainly better than US, Europe and Japan, and here at home. Not so great by China's own standards, though. So what sectors are leading China's economic recovery, Jingyi?
It was, Michelle, I think, you know, in fact, for China, it seems to be powering all engines, at least. We have seen the manufacturing sector really coming through to be one of the strong arm here for the reading itself, the 6.5%, the year-on-year, as you mentioned, 2.6% quarterly. So that number itself I think, you know, had also well had the exports growth to really tank in that sense. About 6.8% exceeding the overall broad growth is what you see in the rate itself. Services sector was well reckoned to actually well having returned to that pre-COVID-19 growth levels as well. 6.7% is what you're seeing. But I think, you know, we talk about the small caps. This kind of trend is pretty much prevalent here as well. You find the better performers being the likes of IT, finance, those really a little bit more shielded from the COVID-19 effects.
In a typical year, China's economy grows at more than 6%. Do you think it will regain those levels in 2021?
Yeah, well, so I think into 2021, the expectation for China actually really is one that's been showing much strong growth. Now, we talk about 6.5%. That's only for Q4. For the March of the year, we have seen China as well been affected by what's happening with the COVID-19 situation. So this low base effect is likewise prevalent as well. Bloomberg Consensus likewise is putting that number at 8.2% year on year for 2021 for China. So we're going to see, well, I think China really powering ahead once again.
If we bring this discussion of China's economy back to the markets, broadly, Jingyi, are you bullish or bearish when it comes to Chinese stocks?
Yeah, well, so with the Chinese market, I think, you know, there is still reason to be bullish on it. Evidently, we have seen prices coming through to be quite elevated. The A50 actually, we're tracking on IG itself up above 18,000 level. But that being said as well, you know, you are getting this reality where, you know, even though China is first and first out when the rest of the world does in terms of catch up in their recovery. Yes, we do expect their prices to come up, but then the demand side of things, and you know, for China goods itself, I think that's still going to keep things well positive. So I think there's no reason to really, you know, pare back too much of that. Of course, watching the valuation to not get too overheated as well.
So in the United States this evening, Joe Biden's nominee to run the U.S. Treasury Department, Janet Yellen, will testify before the U.S. Senate. She's expected to tell the Senate Finance Committee that Washington must, quote, act big with its next coronavirus relief package. In her opening statement, Yellen adds she appreciates the impact that a large spending program will have on America's huge national debt, but that the smart thing to do now, particularly with interest rates so low, is to spend. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, so I think with the U.S. economy, in fact, the market may be actually looking at this has been a little bit delayed. Now, I think, you know, Congress has been working hard through 2020 to get more, especially into the end of year. They did manage to get more fiscal support just before President Donald Trump really, I think, you know, comes through to the reality of changing president for the United States. But, you know, that all together is the fact that we still, will actually need to see more, particularly during a time where COVID-19 cases around the world globally still hang around the 700,000 new cases per day on a 7-day average basis, and with the U.S. really contributing to a large chunk of this as well. It's hard to really, I think, you know, resume the kind of normal economic activities that even maybe we are enjoying here a little bit in Singapore. So we definitely will be looking to that coming through.
The U.S. markets return this evening from a long weekend. Do you expect much market action, or do you think investors, they're going to be staying on the sidelines until after the presidential inauguration on Wednesday?
Yeah, well, so Michelle, I would like to just really bring to light the fact that it's not really, I think, you know, just in terms of this U.S. political event that's coming through. Evidently, that's going to be big, particularly for a lot of the headlines. But I think in the market at this point of time, elevated prices is also not really perhaps seeing too much of this fresh lease as well coming through for the market. We do have earnings. Those are going to be watched very, very well. Crucially, more banks and Netflix before the market open in Asia tomorrow. But, you know, broadly, the market's just waiting for fresh leads at this point of time. Futures are up, but really mildly, that's such that I don't think it's too much of a reaction or to anything at all.
Yeah, all political eyes, though, on Washington, D.C. on edge as Joe Biden prepares to take the oath of office, happening 1 p.m. Thursday morning, Singapore time. There's several times more U.S. troops in Washington now than in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. Four times, I've heard. Concerns that there would be violence in U.S. state capitals over the weekend, though, did not pan out, but it remains to be seen whether the calm that has set in and post-insurrection will carry through this week. All right, we have a little game we like to play here on Market View, Jingyi. It's called Up or Down. I name an asset or something in the news, and you tell me whether you think it's moving up or down. So
challenging.
Yeah, if all goes well, we wheel the guillotine out of the studio. Are you game? Let's go. Let's start with Singapore Airlines.
Yeah, well, so I think that one actually on a very short-term basis, we have positive news coming through and that, well, the Singapore Airlines may potentially be one of the, well, first airline to be, all be well, inoculated. So that's a positive news in my view. Now, evidently, we haven't seen it perform too well on Monday from what I recall, and that's on COVID-19 concerns. But I think longer term, the vaccine, that's going to be held on a 12-month basis.
I say up as well. Singapore in the process of vaccinating all aviation and maritime workers, SIA could become the world's first fully vaccinated airline. Another first for SIA. Wonderful. Next up, Samsung.
Yeah, but so Samsung, I think it's really an interesting one. I would say still up, just really on the fact that they do have that whole 5G, that whole, you know, tech, electronics, chip maker theme going strongly for them. But, you know, of course, Monday there had been the news, of course, with regards to some of the Huawei suppliers, and that's been a bit of a hit to this stocks in Japan and South Korea. So my take is still up, and of course with the change of, well, I would say leadership as well, that altogether is a bit of a short-term shock to the stock, but I think over time it's going to repair itself.
Okay, so I say down. So this is good. You get two for the price of one here on MarketView. I say down because shares of the company related to Samsung Group plunged yesterday after the company's heir, J.Y. Lee, was sentenced to jail on a bribery charge, and that's going to play out for some time.
Mm.
Next up, India's Reliance.
Now, this is one that I have to admit I'm not too familiar with, mm-hmm. but from what I'm seeing on the news, these Reliance, well, really is one on the e-commerce side of things. And then with their Joe Mart, quite a cute name there, I should say, going to be something embedded into WhatsApp. And that, as we know, I think, you know, really, it's a bit of a strong game to actually combine two of the leading, I can say, you know, on the tech side of things, the kind of things that people engage in, I think that's going to be one that's positive.
I agree. Reliance Retail reportedly planning to embed that e-commerce app Joe Mart into WhatsApp, reminding me of what people have been doing in China for ages, right? Buying through the services there, messaging services. So JioMart in WhatsApp within the next 6 months. Now, this move is going to allow WhatsApp's 400 million users in India to buy products without leaving the app. Let's check in on local stocks now. The Straits Times Index fell 0.5% yesterday to close back below the 3,000 mark. It dropped 14 points to 29.9, I think. Jingyi, how is Singapore's blue chip index doing this morning?
Yeah, well, so Michelle, we did start the day today with the early movers, the ASX 200 and the K225 all actually up about 1%. So it's actually quite a positive picture, despite the fact that I think there hasn't been much of this fresh catalyst. And you can, well, imagine with the Straits Times Index, likewise, well, resounding to this kind of positive sentiment. STI up about 12.42 points when last checked, 0.42%. And that actually brings prices up above the 3,000 level to 3,002.82 points when last checked. So quite a bit of a strong start to the market today, but you know, we talked about there's going to be a lot of catalysts due to watch for the rest of this week.
Which we will. She's Pan Jingyi from IG. I'm Michelle Martin, and you are with us here on Money FM.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.